Good morning, Meet Our Men. Another imaginary recording. Oh, God. Well, this is a fucking... This is just a temporary sort of thing. Well, it's not wide enough to use for anything, but this is how you make curtains, right? Get some bed sheets, you know, old stuff or stuff from the charity shop, whatever, you know what I mean? And you go, and then you go, well, this is not wide enough to use for anything, but you know, that's how you make curtains. And the reason for these curtains today is that if you get a building, like I say, that's a room, there's a ceiling, there's a wall, there's the walls and the floor, right? If you pump warm air in up at this end of the building and you put a a curtain across the doorway, you know, like this, that sort of goes, say, about within 2 feet of the floor or 60 centimetres, you know, the warm air comes in, gives up its heat to the building, sinks, and it also pushes all the cold air from the floor out underneath the curtain, you know, rather than just sort of general mixing if your airflow rate's not that high through the doorways. So what that means is, like, what's the words? Yeah, if you get incense sticks, you know, those little things that burn and give off fragrance or whatever, you can learn to map the airflow through the building. Like, if you've got a room and there's a doorway there, you know, there's a doorway there, and it's been a really cold night and it's a warm day, if you open the doorway and you hold an incense stick up there, you'll see the smoke run into the fucking building, and as the air gives up its heat energy to the interior of the building, the air will sink, and as well as the cold air being denser than the warm air, you'll see the fucking cold air move out at floor level, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's a very good way to learn how to navigate the fucking airflows in and out and through and around the fucking building, the humble incense stick. Speaking of which, anyway, so that's today's lesson on housekeeping for the man of your dreams, you know, you. So yeah, that's what that is. It's a flexible sort of partition so that I can pump the warm air in and drain the fucking cold air out, you know. And rather than having air, if you open up a doorway between two rooms, right, and your incoming air speed isn't that high, what happens is the cold air from this room will flow backwards down into this fucking room, you know, into the other room, rather than just moving out. That's why the partition is to keep the warm air into this room so it fills up with warm air from the top, and the cold air from the room moves out underneath the curtain. And then you can, they're sort of like upside down dams, you know. Essentially, they are like dams down a river, and the water is the warm air, or the river is the cold air. And by having sort of upside down dams, you can have all the cold air moving out. It fills up this room, fills up with warm air, and the cold air on the ground level moves out. And then as soon as it gets warm enough to sort of affect the other room, then that warm air starts running into the room and then filling it up from the ceiling downwards with warm air. And that's how you sort of separate the fucking general mix of air, and you know, that's how you fucking heat up rooms sort of daisy chain style, you know. So that's not a bad thing to learn, that sort of stuff. So get some incense sticks and map the airflows in the room and work out how warm, you know, if you open the fucking doorway and it's warm outside and it's been a really freezing cold night, the warm air will run in and the cold air will sink. The cold air at the bottom will run out. You can just one open door at one end of the fucking building, you know? And it's the same in summer, you know. You know. So, yeah.